I would just like to remind you that as a member of the media, I am the ears for the public that the authority serves. I think we all realize that when the land bill is done, both the authority and the citizens will face some very hard decisions. Costs will likely have to be raised and some services might have to be curtailed. I just want to remind the authority that you need to be very transparent with the county citizens as you consider and discuss options to have a financially efficient waste management system that maintains as many services to the public as possible while being as economically viable for the citizens and for the authority as possible. This is not a time to be beyond service to the community. It is a time to work in partnership with the community to make the best decisions, both the authority and the citizens. I have a copy of the West Virginia Code dealing with the 12 exemptions to a executive session right here. As far as going into executive session to discuss waste management options when your lawyer is present, that not only does not fit into an exemption, but it is specifically forbidden by the law, unless the lawyer is there to discuss a pending civil action or settlement. I mean, it says just because an agency's lawyer is present does not mean they can go in executive session. As far as the real estate exemption, the law is clear that this applies for actual negotiations of a pending sale where the agency would lose a competitive advantage by making public their offer. It does not apply to any discussions about whether the agency has a need to consider buying property or that it would be helpful or not to the agency's mission to purchase property. Those decisions are public. All that said, I appreciate the job you guys do. I really do. And urge you to be as transparent as possible with the taxpayers as you work out the solutions that are best for both the authority and the community.